Jesus, I come. Again this day, Lord, that is new, full of opportunity and possibility. Your call to us afresh and anew to come to fellowship, to walk with you, to abide with you. And so, Lord, your mercies that are new every morning, your grace that is sufficient, your strength for each day, we come, Lord, and we ask that you would help us, assist us, Lord, that our walk would be faithful and pleasing to you this day. And so, Lord, even this hour again, we pray that you would open our eyes to see Jesus. There's more today. So we come in faith, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. Amen. 322 in our red hymnals. 322. Praise you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate the birthday of the United States of America today. Dear Father, we pray for your great blessing to continue to be poured out over this nation.
Yes.
Lord, we want to lift up our president this morning and our precious brother, Pencil, Vice President, Lord, and all of those in the Senate and Congress and representatives, Lord, we just pray for your blessings upon them. Oh, Holy Spirit, I pray that you will get a hold of their minds.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God, and to realize and to, Lord, to consider back of the principles, the godly principles that this nation was founded upon. Oh, Lord, and just, Lord, do those whatever they can do, Lord, to bring this country by laws and so forth back into where they belong in accordance with your word. Oh, God, come. We pray that you will send a mighty Holy Ghost revival all through our government,
Lord.
That you have given each of us here, Lord, to enjoy the blessings of this great that you established
under the
leadership of men years ago, Lord.
Mary's.
Deeper in the love of Jesus.
Yes.
Reminded me of a phrase that we heard years ago about the deeper life, and that's usually associated with those who sometimes call mystics. Somehow it's a thinking these people, Madame Guyon was one, Fenelon. But we're all called to have a deeper life. We're all called to go deeper every day to Jesus. No matter if we're young or old or housewife, professional. As Christians, we are called to go deeper into His Word, deeper into the knowledge of Him. And I'm thankful that God has provided freedom in this country that we can worship as we do here. What a wonderful privilege it is not to worry. We had the Chinese conference recently, and I was told that many of them, had their visas denied. They just can't travel. Fortunately, our sister Crystal over here has a 10-year visa, so she can come back and forth for 10 years and work on the staff. the privilege of living in a country like this. And the privilege of God providing a place like Goodman Camp. Oh, we should never get so proud of what God does here. We should never take any credit for ourselves, but it's God who has provided this place for His people. And how thankful I am to be part of it, that I can come here and worship God and hear the Word of God daily. And that we can go deeper into His Word, into His love, into His caring, and into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So let's take advantage of what God is giving us today. Let us go deeper today. Let us be different today than we were yesterday. As we come before Him, as we hear His Word, and as we give ourselves to Him.
Hallelujah. Lord, help us. We got a song request this morning, hymn number 361. Number 361, and let me give you a little bit of a plan for today, our schedule. Right after our morning service, we have prayer. If you'd like to join us here in the prayer room until noon, you're welcome to do that today, as we've already been reminded, is a holiday. Sometimes you lose track of life when you're up here. But nobody gets off. We have some special activities, though, and happenings today. And so we have prayer, our noon meal, 12:30, and then right after that, I believe, is that still on the lawn?
Yes.
Is that 2:00. At 2:00? So after our dinner, noon meal, make yourself available. And then right out here on the lawn is provided for us some refreshments and a little bit of a celebration. I think the some of the campers come down for that as well. And so we can celebrate there. Our supper is at 5:30 as usual. And then there's scheduled a boat ride for guests after supper, if you'd like to do that. And then tonight will be our beach night. And so we'll be having our meeting tonight on the beach rather than tomorrow night. And so a little bit of a different schedule today as we celebrate and get to enjoy one another with some of these activities. Hymn number 361. You can stand as we sing, please.
Forever near me, my Master and my
Is faithful. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.